and sequences of steps that you must perform in only one way. By learning these principles and skills, you can apply the techniques that are critical for the success of your project to any environment and process. But before we talk about how to get results with AI, let's first review the skills you need to have to get the most out of this book. Section 1.1. Whom is this book for? If you feel that insufficient information has been published on how to deliver business results with AI, this book is for you. You'll find many books on the technical side of AI, data science, and big data, and some universities recently have started to add data science into AI programs. The result is that a lot of data scientists and academics know a lot about AI technology. However, they know far less about the business applications of AI. I wrote this book for the business leader who is tasked with delivering results with AI and views technology as a vehicle to deliver those results. I also wrote it for the leadership team that's working with and advising such a business leader. This section provides an overview of the skills these leaders need to follow the book. To get the most value out of this book, you'll need the following qualifications. You've been a part of the leadership team of a successful software project. It doesn't matter whether the project used Agile or some other software development methodology. It doesn't matter whether the project used Java, Python, or some other programming language. What matters is that this isn't your first software project and that you're confident you can deliver a successful software project with the technologies you've used before. Whatever software development methodology you're using, Agile or not, you must understand how your organization manages software development. This includes managing the requirements, deliverables, resources, and reporting mechanisms used to track progress in a timely fashion. You understand the basics of the business your organization is in, on a level commensurate with your position in the organization. This means that you understand your organization's day-to-day business and what it involves, what business actions are possible for your organization, the main sources of income for your organization, and the basics of its budgeting process. If you're a leader with profit and loss, P&L, responsibility, it's also assumed that you understand how your business generates profit, as well as how to succeed in your business. You have experience with using business metrics to score the success of business initiative. You know why metrics are important, how to measure the value of metrics, and how to recognize a metric that's inappropriate for your business. Data science and AI are quantitative fields, and the data sizes used make it difficult to get an intuitive feel for how well a project is progressing based on a few examples. Although an engineering background or previous deep knowledge about AI isn't required, an open mind and willingness to facilitate conversations between people with technical and business backgrounds is. With regards to the prior technical knowledge you'll want to have, the due diligence you already did before you decided to join the AI project should suffice. You need to have a basic understanding of what terms such as AI and big data mean. You need to know that you'll need data scientists on your AI team. And you need to know that before you can use an AI algorithm, you must collect the necessary data and train that AI algorithm. As long as you meet these qualifications, your official title doesn't matter. Your position in an organization might range from executive or senior vice president to product manager. You may also be a software architect or a business-focused data scientist in one of the teams working as part of a much bigger project. Your team may be working on a big data infrastructure or may be analyzing data using various techniques from fields of data science, machine learning, artificial intelligence, and statistics. I also expect that the organization you're working in already has a team with some basic technical knowledge of data science or can hire some specialists in the area, or at the very least has enthusiastic engineers willing to learn. You already know that you can't hope to manage successful web projects unless you have people on your team who know something about web development. AI is no different. As long as your organization meets the basic requirement, you can use techniques in this book whether you're in a large or small organization. Warning: a team that pays attention to how to link technology with a business problem will beat a team that consists of slightly better specialists in a limited area of technology or business. If you aren't taking a genuine interest in what the other side does, this book isn't for you. If your interest in business is limited, and your main interest is in AI methods and algorithms, or if your interest is mainly academic, this is not the book for you. My focus in covering any AI methods isn't on